We're getting ready for third period action here. Shelby County, Mason County. Mason County up by three at halftime, 22-19. And they'll end the bounds the basketball. Tony, real quickly here, give me your thoughts from the first half.
Well, I thought Shelby County did an excellent job. They got to finish. They got to finish what they started, okay? But it's a good shot as Darius Miller hits his first two for the second half.
Quickly, Mason County inbounds the play, had a set play drawn up for an alley-oop to Darius Miller, and he didn't really slam it home, but he got it up and in for a 24-19 lead. Sanford has the ball. They're moving down to the left side of your dial. Menace has it top of the key. Miller comes out on him. Menace moves it to the right side, drives in the lane, puts up a shot, double dip, no good. Taps it back in himself. Good effort there by Cody Menace. 24-21, Mason County with the lead. Middleton brings the ball down, moves it left side. Shelby County sets up 2-3 zone, or one. I'd say it's going to be a 1-2-2. And Sheehan's out front. They get it inside to Setti. Puts up a little jumper, no good. And looks like King came in and tapped it back in, got it up and over Sanford. Mason County picks up full court in the back. Full court pressure. Tomlinson brings it, gets it front court to Matthews. Matthews kicks it down left, right corner. Sanford drives in the lane, kicks it to Tomlinson, left side. Back up to Sanford. Matthews has it right side. They get it down low to Menace. Menace double team and tried to pass it cross court to Sheehan, but it was picked off by Setti. He moves it front court, right side. He's double teamed, gets it off to Middleton. Swings it left to Miller, spots up for a three on the left side. No good. And Sanford had to rebound and knocked it out of his hands. Back to Middleton. He puts up a three, no good. He can't get a rebound. Setti spots up for a three, no good. Tomlinson comes down with it. Moves it front court, 1-on-4. He spots up at the free throw line, got ready to kick it back out, and they're going to call a foul on the floor.
I believe they're going to call a number 43 there, and that's going to be Keith Downing, his first, team first here in the half, in the second half.
Substitutions into the ball game for Shelby County. Donovan Johnson and Nigel Beach come in. Sheehan and Sanford go to the bench. Matthews will inbounds the ball underneath his goal left side. Looks inside, throws it off Middleton's back and comes in and gets it himself. Heady little play there by Alex. Up top to Tomlinson. Tomlinson loses the ball, regains it, gets it to Matthews. Matthews spots down low to Menace, and Miller strips it away from him. Miller has the ball, brings it front court, and went to change direction, and Matthews ran right up his back.
Yep, that's going to be Alex's second, team first here in the half. Going to be on the floor.
Alex made a nice move to get inside the paint, and they quickly closed on him, and he tried to get the ball to Menace, and Miller with his long arms just knocked it away. Miller at the other end gets the ball, takes it inside, puts up a shot, no good, and Johnson came down with the rebound.
That was smooth. Johnson came down with it, moved it over. He was falling out of bounds. It throws over. They're going to call another quick foul on Alex Matthews. That's going to be three for him.
Matthews was away from the ball trying to set a screen to free up Menace down on the block, and they're going to call him for a moving screen.
Yeah, he was trying to call a screen, but he threw that elbow out.
Downing will inbounds the basketball into Middleton. Beckley comes out trying to pick him up in backcourt. Downing easily gets around him. Brings the front court. They try to double team. They get it to Miller right down on the block. He drives inside, and Sanford takes it right out of his hand. Gets it off to Beckley. Mason County 26-21, 5-point lead with 5:22 on the clock. Beach on the left block. Post move. Steps inside, and they're going to call him for a travel. Too many pivots. Going to turn it over to Mason County, and the Shelby County faithful are not happy with that call.
Three quick turnovers there.
Downing gets it in. Shelby County picks up full court pressure, man-to-man. They move it front court to Setti. Setti gets it in the corner to King. King drives in, spots up an ugly-looking 16-footer. Beach came down with the rebound. Miller knocked it out of his hand, and it'll go over to Shelby County. Johnson will inbounds the basketball, and Mason County will pick up full court pressure. Shelby County had a little difficulty when they stepped up the pressure in the second quarter. Johnson brings it front court, tried to kick it left to Menace, who had three-on-one numbers, and it looked like Middleton kicked the ball. So Shelby County will keep possession with 5 minutes to play, down by five. Johnson will inbounds the ball underneath his goal, left side. Gets it up top to Menace, left side. Miller comes out on him. That's been a fun matchup to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Gets it down low to Beach. Beach left side, about 10 foot out, backs his way in, puts up a little jumper, and it's good. Turnaround jumper by Nigel Beach.
His
pressure in the backcourt by Shelby County. Downing gets it front court, gets it to Setti, drives in, finds King on the left side and lays it up and in. Nice pass there to the baseline to find King. Pressure in the backcourt. Beckley drives into a triple team and turns the ball over. Johnson, though, comes back and steals it away. We got numbers two on one. Beckley drives in and draws the foul. Got underneath Downing. I think it's one of those you got through his legs again.
Yeah, I think so, too. They're going to call a foul on number 43. That's Keith Downing. That's going to be his second, team second.
I tell you, that was all Boomer Beckley creating that contact. Got down underneath the guy and just kind of backed his way into him on the layup.
And just as he was going up, he threw it up, just hoping for the two to fall. That's going to send him to the line, shooting 68.2% on the season. First shot's up and in. And here we go with 4:22 here in the third. Mason County 28, Shelby County 24. And Boomer can draw him within three with this next made shot. Up and good.
Shelby County pulls back into the half-court defense. Middleton will bring it front court. Shelby County picks up man-to-man. Moore, 1-3-1 now, switching defense. Downey has it left, right corner, and he tries to drive around either Johnson or Sanford and drew contact. I think they're going to get Johnson.
Yeah, they got Johnson with the body. That's going to be his first, team third.
Well, 4:10 to play here, third period. Three-point lead for Mason County. And it looks like Middleton will inbounds the ball underneath his goal, right side. Gets it into Miller in the right corner. He finds King down the lane. He spots it up. And looks like Beach kind of altered the shot. Loose ball. Beach runs it down. Gets it to Johnson. He gets it off to Beckley. He brings it front court. Tried to find a seam to get it to Minnis. And King stepped in and stole it away. Gets it quickly back down to Middleton. He put the shot up. And Boomer Beckley came in from behind and stripped the ball. Knocked it out of bounds. But they're going to call him for the foul.
I think they're going to call Boomer, but
yeah,
they got Boomer. It's going to be his first, team fourth.
Yeah, he took the ball, both arms and his head.
Yep, sure did. It's going to put, Middleton to the line. First shot's up, and no good. Rattles in and out. He is normally a 62.2% free throw shooter, but he misses the first one. We have 3:54 to go. Mason County 28, Shelby County 25 still.
Ham checks back into the ballgame. Ethan King goes to the bench.
Second shot's up and good.
And Tomlinson comes into the ballgame, and Sanford's going to go to the bench. So you got Cash Tomlinson and Boomer Beckley in the game at the same time. Tomlinson double teaming in the backcourt, gets it off to Johnson. Johnson brings it front court, finds Beckley. Front side on the right side, gets it back up to Tomlinson. Mason County picks up man-to-man. Tomlinson drives down the lane, kicks it to Beach, back up to Tomlinson, who swings it to the top of the key to Beckley. Beckley finds Johnson on the right perimeter. Middleton comes out on him, back up to Tomlinson. Tomlinson will back it up and reset. Drives to the left side. Downing tries to pick it off. Loose ball. Setti comes up with it. He's by himself, and he lays it up and in. A little too much dribbling out there in the front. We've got to move that ball with the pass. Beckley brings it front court. Gets to Minnis, high right side. Miller comes out on him. Looking for cutters in the lane. Nothing there.
Shelby County down by six. 3 minutes to go here in the third.
The way that offense works, if you can find some perimeter shooting, that spreads the floor so those cutters can operate. Johnson, lazy pass, finds Miller. Miller picks it up. He's going down on Minnis. That's got to be a charge. No, they're going to call Minnis for the reach.
Yep, that's going to be his second. Team fifth.
I don't agree with that call. He had good position there, and Miller just ran right into between the 3 and the 0. 2:45 here. We got timeout on the floor. Media timeout with 2:45. Mason County up by 6, 31-25 on Rocket Sports Radio, WXLN 93.3.
When it comes to premium outdoor power equipment, Cub Cadet promises to build it better. That promise is in our Series 1000 lawn tractor, Series 1500 super lawn tractors, and Series 2500 and Series 3000 garden tractors. It's in our Time Saver family of zero-turn runners, featuring the I-1000, the only zero-turn tractor of its kind. It's even in our utility vehicles and a full range of mowers and string trimmers. So hurry in today for special limited-time financing at Jacoby Sales Incorporated. in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales, a proud underwriter of WXLN programming. Kaiwa Maru Japanese Restaurant now has a new name. It is now Kobe Japanese Steakhouse Seafood and Sushi. Located in Shelbyville, a celebration takes place every day at Kobe Japanese Restaurant and Steakhouse. Enjoy all of your favorite Japanese favorites two ways. You can enjoy it right at the counter or have a chef prepare it for you right before your very eyes. Stop in and find out what all the fuss is about at Kobe Japanese Restaurant. Kobe Japanese Restaurant underwrites WXLN programming.
2:45 remaining here in the third period. We just talked off the air. Right now in the third period, Mason County's up 9-6 with scoring. We're going to send it to Tony Rubel and see what he heard in that timeout.
They said they got to run better picks. They need to pop out. Where they're popping out on these picks are right where Mason County is. They also, he challenged Sanford. He said, Sanford, you've got 10 minutes. You've got to stand tall.
Tim's kind of been in a slump in this game. He's got to step up his offensive protection. Miller with a alley-oop. Seti throws it into the middle, and Miller just steps up and slams it home one-handed.
Wow.
33-25. Front court. Beckley has the ball. They get it to Johnson. Left side. Spots up for a three. Donovan Johnson. Three-pointer. Pulls Shelby County back within five. 33-28. Middleton will bring it front court. Looks to drive the lane. Kicks it left to Seti. Seti up high. Beckley steps into the passing lane. And they're going to call over and back. And Coach O'Hearn can't believe it. I can't believe it either. I mean, Beckley clearly knocked that ball away and booked it into the backcourt, but we'll take it. Ham with the ball. Kicks it left. Seti down low to Middleton. Spots up for a three. No good. Sanford comes down with a rebound. Gets it off to Beckley. Beckley brings it. Looks down low to Minnis. Minnis drives in the lane. And they're going to call him for a charge. Good call. Went right into good acting there. But he did hit, looks like that was Seti right in the chest.
That's going to be his third, team six.
I think Mike Clark's arguing, why didn't he get that call at the other end when it looked the same thing when Miller did it?
Yeah.
Shelby County backs back down into that 1-2-2 press. Jonathan Johnson up at the top. Seti has the ball up center circle. Moves left side. Johnson knocks the ball away, and it's going to go all the way out of bounds. Stay with Mason County. Middleton will inbounds the basketball underneath his goal on the left side. Make sure you shear off that middle. Don't let Miller get to it. On the right block in the Seti, put up a shot and missed it and went over. Minnis is back to keep the ball alive. Miller comes down with it, pulls it back out left side. Looks to drive, kicks it down low to King. King puts up a little jump hook, no good. Minnis comes down with a rebound. Beckley quickly at the other end. Sanford spots up for three, right side, in and out. Miller comes down with a rebound. Finds Middleton all by himself, and he lays it, jams it home. He got behind the defense. Nice pass by Miller. 35-28 with 1 minute to play. Johnson drives down the lane, a little out of control, but they're going to call a two-shot foul. Let's see who they're going to call it on.
Called on number 24, that's Trevor Seti. That's his third, team third. Currently, right now, Shelby County has two players with three fouls, Alex Matthews and Cody Minnis. And Trevor Seti is the first player on Mason County to have three. 57.4 to go. Score is 35-28. Donovan Johnson hits his first one, bringing the Rockets within six. 35-29. Sets himself at the line. Donovan Johnson hitting 61.5% from the free throw line. Sets himself. Shots up. And good.
Pulls Shelby County back within five. 35-30. Hamill inbounds the ball. Beckley comes out. Tomlinson comes in. So you got Tomlinson, Minnis, Johnson, Beach, and Sanford on the floor. Middleton will walk the ball up. We're under a minute to play. Brings it front court. Shelby County stays in that 3-2, 1-2-2 zone. Johnson comes out, puts a little pressure on Middleton. He tries to drive into the lane. Back to back out. Gets it to Jackson Toll, who just checked into the ball game. He brings it back to Middleton. 34 seconds. Tomlinson will come out on him. kicks it to Ham on the right side. He gets it down to Ethan King. King back gets it back up to Ham. Ham backs it out with 20 seconds to play. Third period, Mason County up by five. Middleton has it. Swings it right side, way up high to Ham. He's going to hold it. 10 seconds. Middleton gets it to Darius Miller out on the left perimeter. Back up to Ham. 5 seconds. Middleton spots up for the three, and it's good. And that's going to be the end of the third period. Mason County with their biggest lead, 38-30. You're listening to Rocket Sports Radio on 93.3 WXLN.